Showers likely. The first of two fronts on the way. Temperatures near 70 by noon, falling to the upper 50s by 5 p.m. Overnight low in the low 40s on Friday night, then breezy and cool. Lots of sunshine Saturday. Highs only in the 50s, though. The breeze will make it seem cooler. Partly cloudy, cold Saturday night. 39 degrees by dawn on Sunday. Sunday's high up to about 61. Partly sunny, maybe a late day shower on Veterans Day. Showers likely Monday, then turning drastically cooler starting Tuesday, and especially Tuesday night into Wednesday. A taste of Arctic air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free lunch and learn on November 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The topic is 7 mistakes you don't want to make in your estate plan and how to choose a home health provider. Call 649-4911 to register.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Tuskegee police say an anonymous tip identified 26-year-old Patrick Perry as the man who began shooting at a music venue in September. Right now, they are still trying to locate Perry. Contact Tuskegee police if you know where he is. Crime Stoppers has identified the suspect in the robbery of the Regions Bank on Atlanta Highway Wednesday. Police are searching for Myron Ernst. He was last seen wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Election Day finalized some big changes to the Montgomery County School Board. 4 out of 7 members are new to the school board, and some parents are already being vocal about their expectations. The newly elected board won't be sworn in until December 4th and will officially meet for the first time later in the month. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting on this Thursday, and we are at Bailey Brothers Music Company right now on East Jefferson Street. We were here last week, and their barrel was almost full to the top with donations. We need so much more. We want people to come by and drop off their non-perishables, so much so that we even need a second barrel, okay? That is the goal. We're going to be here with our Blue Water Broadcasting Sprinter van right here in front of Bailey Brothers until 1 o'clock today. Now, I have had awesome people stop by every single on location that we have done this weekend, Nets. Let's not break that streak. If you would like to come by East Jefferson Street, Bailey Brothers Music Company, we would love to meet you and take your non-perishable food donations in the process to help out our annual holiday food drive to benefit the Montgomery Area Food Bank. Hope to see you very, very soon.
O'Reilly. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Right now at the Home Depot, get up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $500 in instant savings, like a GE Appliances high-efficiency top-load washer and electric dryer. Right now, just $4.28 each. Black Friday priced early. This is how to clean up for the holidays with Black Friday savings on appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra instant savings require a minimum purchase of 2 select appliances to qualify. See store for details. Valid through November 29th.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood. Security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline, ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions is out.
Now the big question is, what happens next?
I do think we're going into a constitutional crisis and an obstruction of justice.
It signals to Robert Mueller that I'm in charge and let's wrap this thing up.
Fireworks from the East Room as President Trump repeatedly clashing with members of the media.
That's such a racist question. Sit down. I didn't call you. You are a rude, terrible person.
The White House is suspending CNN Chief White House Correspondent Jim Acosta's press pass until further notice.
High school music teacher in Los Angeles is seen on video punching a student after the boy allegedly taunted him with racial slurs and threw a basketball at him. The teacher was arrested, but money is pouring in for that teacher.
The FBI joining the manhunt for this teen, Hanya Aguilar, abducted from her front yard in Lumberton, North Carolina.
In a trademark lawsuit, the Girl Scouts say that by planning to drop boy from its name and allowing girls to join, the Boy Scouts are causing confusion, marginalizing the Girl Scouts.
A record number of women and minorities won in closely watched races across the country.
Congress is going to be the most diverse ever.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
65 degrees outside, Star Morgan is at 48 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
Oh, I'm doing really well. How are you?
I am doing great. Somebody left us some treats.
Indeed.
I want you to... Aren't these cookies absolutely incredible?
They're remarkable, and we have a letter with them, too.
We're having the Angel chocolate chip with walnuts right now.
It's so good.
It is
good.
Unbelievably... I mean, I opened the bag, and you could smell it. Baron was like a little puppy coming towards the bag. And I said, Baron, would you like one? He goes, can I please?
Well, and there's a letter here. It's typed up. It says, Dear Dan and Joey, thank you both for delivering an outstanding radio show day after day. I love to listen and learn while driving from my work in Montgomery back to my home in Wallsboro. I'm a cookie monster. And I've made three of my favorite cookie recipes for you both to sample. Enjoy from Peggy.
So we have...
Thank you, Peggy.
Angel chocolate chip with walnuts, chocolate chip peanut butter. And I'm going to have to ask how you do. And then oatmeal craisin white chip with walnuts.
Oh, my goodness. It all sounds amazing. Especially the chocolate chip with peanut butter. I like chocolate and peanut butter together.
Maybe we're just buying this stuff up.
Woo.
Taking it home tonight. Going to have it with some milk. Game time on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing it then. Peggy, thank you so much. You are so, so thoughtful.
Yes.
A good friend and a great listener.
Man, she knows how to... Really good.
She knows how to get to talk show hosts,
yeah.
For sure. Get to through our stomachs. That's definitely the way to go. Yeah, forget anything else.
It's really good.
Okay, we told you 65 degrees outside. Star Market is up 48 points. First time caller, Snitch Lip. Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market. Oh, we got to do the Fresh Market drawing.
Oh, yes.
Fresh Market gift card. $50 worth. And sell this?
Yes.
Okay. I want to make sure I heard you correctly.
Yeah, and it's really good odds.
I may need to get Kayla or somebody to go get some milk for us here. This, wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, of course.
Get that baby in there.
Of course.
Also, any caller can get in on the Squeak Week Farm Market gift basket. That's a $60 value. You know what's in that gift basket? Things that you put in there from Squeak Week Farm Market. You can choose and then just put it in there. It could be Cuban sandwiches. It could be Amish butter. It could be hoop cheese. It could be the Gouda, the smoked Gouda. It could be vegetable. It could be anything that you want
to get. $60 worth of ice cream if you
like. Yeah, you can. The Dick Brubaker method. That's what Dick said he would do. Okay, let's see. The winner is this
All
one.
All right. And the winner is... Oh, my goodness. It's Karen.
Karen.
Karen, give us a call.
Karen, give us a call at 272-9228 so we can hook you up, my dear. Let's celebrate. Looking forward to that. She's going to really enjoy that, too.
And you have to have the correct birthday, Karen, so not just any Karen. It's the one we're looking for.
Only the one we're looking for. Okay. We had a lot going on in the news. We had a shooting in Thousand Oaks, California. Very familiar with the area. It was a bar, a country and western bar. They were doing line dancing. And a former Marine went in with a pistol, Glock 21, I believe it is, and started shooting people. 12 people dead, including the gunman himself. And there was a brave, brave lady that I've got a kind of a montage of her talking that was absolutely amazing. So should we go to JR first?
Yeah.
Let's go to JR. JR, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, I got to plug one of your sponsors, if that's all right.
Absolutely.
Okay, then I'm going to plug something else, too. But anyway, we're doing an annual car show, Brooks Lasby Memorial Car Show,
mm-hmm.
and I was out yesterday trying to hustle up some things that we can raffle off and raise money at the car show.
Yeah.
And I stopped by Don Duncan in Millbrook.
Yeah, Mike?
Let me tell you, Mike. Now, when I got there, there was a policeman there, and he was dealing with him, and then this lady comes in, and she's telling, now this is before I've talked to Mike, but she's telling him that she's got an alarm going off in the car, it's the tire pressure and all this kind of stuff. And he says, well, let us get this police officer out of the way, and we'll take a look at it. He said, we'll look at it, won't cost you anything. And he says, if it's got something in the tire, he said, we're going to fix that, and that won't cost you anything.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm standing there with my flyer, and he says, can I help you? And I said, man, I said, how y'all going to stay in business if you keep doing everything free? and he says, that's the way we do business. And I mean, it was unbelievable. But let me tell you, he gave me four free oil changes.
Wow.
To auction off at the car show, which, by the way, is at Larry Puckett on November the 17th. But I said, man, I listen to y'all on the radio all the time. He said, you ever hear about All-American Mike? I said, yeah. He said, that's me.
That just is
great. Great guy. Now, he ain't much to look at, but he is a great guy. And, I mean, they're going out of their way to get business. I mean, it's just unbelievable to take cars in and not charge anything for those kind of things.
I want to tell you something. That's Mike, and that's also Don Duncan. I just saw Don a second ago. I dropped my car off to him just on my way to the station, and that's the way they are. They are just great at what they do. They love their customers, and here's the big thing. Their customers love them because of the type of service they give.
Well, I can imagine that, and I told him I'm going to take him some of my service over there. So just a really good experience, you know, just to stop somewhere, you know, trying to hustle up something for nothing, and then, you know, I mean, that's probably $150-$160 worth of oil changes.
Wow.
That we can raffle off of the American Heart Association. So it was a great experience.
Well, Jerry, I'm so glad that you called in and shared that, but that is what Don Duncan is all about, and that's what our sponsors are all about. You know, I don't take just anybody that comes on the show. I look for people just like Don Duncan, just like All-American Mike, people like, you know, David Ingram and Tip Tames and Dick Brubaker. They do great by our listeners. So I really appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Kind of a sad situation. We have the shooting that was in Thousand Oaks, California. Police officer comes into the building, and the gunman shoots him several times. Heard the audio tape of the shooting, and it's pretty bad. And there was one situation that that was there, and there was a young lady, and her father was military, and she obviously knew a lot about guns. I want you to listen to a little bit of a montage. And this is one lady talking about what happened.
I was dancing on the dance floor, and I clearly heard a gunshot come from behind me. So I glanced back, and it was this taller man with a gun shooting multiple people. We all just kind of froze for a split second, and then everyone booked it and dove to the floor. I saw three people get shot by him. As soon as he walked in, he had perfect form. I'm born in a military family, and I've been around guns my entire life. I know a bit about them, and he looked like he knew what he was doing. I went with 11 friends. So far, we've only found 6 of them. We don't know where the other ones are. I don't know if they're okay or not. And the only thing going through my head the entire time was get out. You gotta get out, get safe. Was always a scenario that we went over because of how times can be nowadays and how crazy people can be. I don't understand why this would happen. I didn't think this would ever happen to me until it actually happened.
Let me do this. I want to go to a break and come back and we'll talk about this. What should you do? How should you be prepared? What can you do to protect yourself? Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a 5-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has 4 wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck, the Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice inside. But don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look. Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Burt at 657-1483.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The shooter was 28 years old, former Marine, 5 years in the Marines from 2008-2013, used a 45, kind of a handgun. Shot the security guard and the person at the check-in, then walked into the to the bar and started shooting people on the dance floor. And I tell you, that lady right there was brave. Her dad had told her to, you know, always think through these things and figure out how to get out of there. Now, having dealt with the Secret Service, something I learned from them is that always know your environment. That is the most important thing for survival of anything. Whether it's a shooting, whether it's a fire, any type of tragedy that happens, know your environment. And I was to the point that I would never sit with my back to the entrance of the room.
Right.
I would always have where I could see somebody when they walk in, and I knew where I needed to go. So if I saw somebody coming in, I would know the way out of there. Type thing. And that's what the biggest problem is you don't think about your environment, and so you're confused, and your inclination is to go back to the door that you came through, which is normally the door where the bad person is going to be standing, and look for somebody. The guy was wearing a trench coat, i.e. the Matrix, i.e. mm-hmm. Columbine type thing, has sunglasses on at night, and nobody said anything. And You've got to be thinking through things, and particularly for males that are with family members and things and your kids, look through and look at your environment and say, how do I get out of here if something happens? Whether it's a fire, whether it's somebody coming in. I mean, these things are happening on a more frequent basis than I care to even say.
Right.
But this guy was obviously touched. He was in a program in school that he dropped out. He's considered himself a loner. We hear that an awful lot. But folks, if you'll just think through, it's the same thing I taught my kids in driving, is that look, when you're driving, if something happens to the car in front of you, where are you going to go? Right. And if you're constantly processing that, and that just becomes part of your driving skill, then your likelihood of surviving something is much greater.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I've needed that in the last few days in Montgomery. Some stupid drivers out
oh,
there.
Oh, man. How about today?
Yes.
Today? Well, today's like they run amok.
Carmichael Road, I'll give an example. When you're going to turn into a place, use the middle turn lane. Don't take up a whole lane that people are, it's for through traffic.
Well, particularly, this is what I hate, is when they get in that turn lane, but they have a third of the car staying in the yes. lane that they were in.
Right.
Right.
Or they decelerate way before we keep a third of the car in the lane and go down to a crawl, and then they make the turn.
Yeah.
So that's a scare to the car that's coming ahead of coming towards
us. Well, and I have to be very defensive of my car, because if that thing gets crushed, I'm in trouble. I get hurt in that little convertible. So I've had to pull some quick maneuvers and get out of the way of cars stopping all of a sudden, and just people not thinking things through.
But one of the things that agents would taught us, and taught me in particular, because I was so interested in it, and the agents were starving for attention
sure.
in 1980 because the Carter people were so bad. But you know, that's where you learned that if your plane is hijacked, you take a pillow case, take the pillow out, put Coke bottles, cans of Coke in there, and use it like a sling.
Mm.
And it's just, I mean, you can just wear somebody
sure.
out with that thing. You put three Cokes and get hit inside of you.
I mean, I guess Whitey Bulger died in prison recently with a padlock and a sock, right?
Same thing happened to our friend here out at Maxwell.
Oh, really?
Don't you remember the guy that was in the McGregor case?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got that, and they had to send him off, and it was pretty bad. I talked to him. And once he got out, and he told me about it.
Well, and that's the one thing in a lot of these mass shooting cases is you don't hear about people fighting back as often as I think we would all like. In particular, like some can be just disorienting. It happens so fast, you don't even have time to really think. You just react. But if you know something's going on, like the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, like I can't imagine when it's that crowded and you have a minute or two to realize what's happening, you don't fight. You don't go after somebody. I don't know.
Well, particularly when they have an AR-15 or an AK-47. That's something serious to run into. But, you know, it's like another thing that, you know, I was sitting in a restaurant with somebody, and they said, "Dan, what's the closest knife that could kill somebody?" And I said, "Well, any knife can kill somebody." I said, "Yeah, but where's the best one?" And I had not looked around the room, but I looked around the room, and we were at a place that serves steak, and they had this big old steak knife that went with the steak, and it was sitting on the table, two over. And I said, "Good, there you go, now you're thinking." So you need to always be thinking about what can you use as a weapon to defend yourself.
Well, and Jim Mattis, isn't that his rule? Always have a plan to kill everybody in the room you meet.
Yeah. There you go. So, audience, you really need to do that. These soft targets and... You know, the age range was from 18 to 26 of the people that were in this bar.
Yeah.
There was one parent that was in there, but the general age was young. And with the exception of this girl, I don't think any of them have been taught by a parent, what do you do and how do you get out of there? And she told a 10-minute story that was really something, how she got hit in the head with a bar stool that somebody tried to break a window with, and it bounced and hit her in the head. She got trampled on because there weren't gentlemen enough to try to pick up a lady. And finally, a guy picked her up by the waist and got her up and said, "We got to go." And kind of pushed her out of the back entrance. But you need to constantly be thinking about this, folks.
Yeah.
It is what society demands of you. Ruth Bader Ginsburg falls down, breaks three. We'll be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A 28-year-old Marine veteran named Ian David Long has been identified as the man who shot and killed 12 people at a bar in Thousand Oaks, California. He had a pistol with a modification illegal under state law.
This weapon did have an extended magazine on it.
Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean there. A sheriff sergeant was killed responding to the scene. Here's another deputy, Bill Hutton.
Sergeant Ron Helis, he was a good friend, you know. He's a hero. He's a husband. He's a father.
We don't know why the gunman may have done it. His home's now being searched. Another House race has been called, with Georgia Republican Karen Handel conceding. She won that seat in a special election last year.
Seeking her first full term, she now admits in a letter to supporters she's come up short. The House seat now flips to a Democrat, Lucy McBath, who led in balloting by a single percentage point.
Fox's Evan Brown. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, offering complete metal roofing solutions to the Southeast. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of more scattered showers, maybe some thunderstorms later on this afternoon and this evening will continue. Today's high around 72. Tonight's low down to about 62. Tomorrow, showers likely. The first of two fronts on the way. Temperatures near 70 by noon, falling to the upper 50s by 5 p.m. Overnight low in the low 40s on Friday night, then breezy and cool. Lots of sunshine Saturday. Highs only in the 50s, though. The breeze will make it seem cooler. Partly cloudy, cold Saturday night. 39 degrees by dawn on Sunday. Sunday's high up to about 61. Partly sunny, maybe a late day shower on Veterans Day. Showers likely Monday, then turning drastically cooler starting Tuesday, and especially Tuesday night into Wednesday. A taste of Arctic air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-922, right? That's where we are. Low on Saturday's going to be 37. High, 55.
Ooh.
Next Tuesday, low is 31. The high is 48.
Mm.
It's going to be getting chilly out here. Oh, wow. We got Kevin Murphy on the phone. Let's go to Chief Deputy Kevin Murphy. Kevin, how are you?
Good, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. What did you think about what I was saying of know your environment and such?
Oh, I liked your comments. You were spot on. It's something that we teach at the sheriff's office. We actually have a class that Lieutenant Randy Pollard teaches called Run, Hide, and Fight. And you know, what you're describing happening in California is exactly what people are supposed to do. If you can run, get away from the threat, hide. But then when you have no choice, then you're going to have to fight. And I like your comments about, you know, a makeshift weapon, like the Coke cans or something in a pillowcase. You know, and also for people to think about a makeshift defensive device. You know, a chair, grab a chair and put it in front of you. It's going to shield at least some of, you know, the bullets if it can.
And, you know, it seems that what's happening here, these targets are getting softer and softer, and they seem to be kind of age-oriented also. Is there anything set apart, a magnetometer and an officer that's watching someone come through the magnetometer, and it's kind of a distance away, so they can kind of protect themselves? How would you defend a soft target like this?
You can have that, but... you know, somebody needs to be standing there who's not responsible for searching purses and the magnetometer.
Right.
Somebody standing there at ready gun, as we call it, because I understand a security guard was killed in this incident yesterday. You know, that would harden the target even more. You know, it's layers of security. You know, we have it at the courthouses. You know, there's deputies that are not responsible for running the magnetometer or the x-ray machine. Their eyes on the people coming in and out.
Right.
They're not being in other words, they're not being distracted.
Right. And that was the Secret Service protocol. You'd have uniform division that was at each of the magnetometers checking people through, but then you had set back from that a person or two that were in position in case somebody tried to run the magnetometer, that they could start, they had another line of defense.
I saw that when I visited the White House in 2013. There were Secret Service agents that were there with automatic weapons, and their only job was to watch the crowd, watch the line. They weren't searching anything. They were not, you couldn't talk to them. They told you to not speak to them.
Right.
And, you know, they had curtains and dogs on the other side of the curtains. You couldn't see them, but you knew they were there. And, you know, that's as hard a target as you're probably ever going to see, an airport, you know, certainly the White House.
Didn't we have a situation here in Montgomery at a nightclub where somebody was using an AR-15 and they were answering fire back against the security guards? Didn't that happen on the southern?
The civil authorities have issued a required monthly test for all of Alabama beginning at 12:38 p.m. and ending at 1:38 p.m. This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. We are testing equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies. If this had been an actual emergency, an official message would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Nobody was hit. Somebody broke their leg because they were
running
by a vehicle, but no gunfire.
Well, that's a good sign. Maybe these guys aren't very proficient with their weapons, and hopefully they won't learn how to shoot them. It seems that particularly when you see these videos of people just hauling off and shooting people, anybody who knows something about a weapon knows that's not the way you shoot somebody. That's how you can tell they're scared.
There was another incident on Debbie Drive at a club where the guy was put out and said, I'm going back to my car and get my weapon, my gun. And the security guard was standing at the entrance and was ex-Special Forces security guard. And he was watching the guy. And as the guy is walking up, he's got a pistol in his hand.
Ooh.
And he raises it. And security guard, one shot, one kill. He stopped the guy from coming back in the club. Again, you know, highly trained individual, security guard, ex-Special Forces. This guy I guess he didn't know who he was messing with.
Yeah, really. Well, this guy that was a shooter in Thousand Oaks was a former Marine. He was there for 5 years. And I'm looking at a picture of him. He's got a good conduct badge ribbon on. But, this is, the mental health of our country is what's really disturbing to me, because the guy had a legal weapon. The banana clip he had may not have been legal, but the weapon itself was legal. But we have got a real mental health issue in this country.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, we're seeing these incidents pop up, from the guy that was mailing the bombs and this guy last night, the synagogue. I think we've turned into a narcissistic culture.
Well, when somebody shows up with a trench coat on, like The Matrix, and has sunglasses on and it's night, I would be a little suspicious with that.
Sure. And, we were having a discussion recently about, when someone comes into an establishment, they start creating a disturbance. If you look around, I've seen videotape of it, people have a tendency to kind of look down. They don't want to look at the person. They don't want any trouble. They just are hoping it'll go away. And that's really the exact opposite of what we should all do. Make eye contact, look at the person, don't be a sheep, be a lion, because they're going to kill the sheep.
Yep. And what I, again, back with dealing with the Secret Service, is look for that crazy look in their eyes. If they got kind of that, the eyes look a little crazy, you better watch out.
Yes, sir.
Chief, I really appreciate you calling in.
Sure. Dan, Matt, make a plug in for my boss.
Absolutely.
I want to thank all the citizens of Montgomery County for reelecting Sheriff Cunningham. He received more votes than any other candidate, including statewide. And we're very proud of that. We just are honored to be continuing to serve the citizens. We love our job, and we have a really great sheriff.
You know why he got all those votes? Because he's really good at what he does, and he's a nice guy.
He is, and I tell you, he's really good at his job. He's one of the finest lawmen I've ever known.
Well, tell him congratulations from us.
We'll do. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Kevin. News Talk 93.1 FM. Thanks, Kevin Murphy, Chief Deputy Montgomery County, for calling in and carrying that conversation on. Ruth Bader Ginsburg falls down, breaks three ribs. Let's listen into the story.
Fox News can confirm Justice Ginsburg did suffer a fall while working here at her office at the Supreme Court last night. She reportedly went home afterwards, but after suffering with pain and discomfort well into the night, she checked herself into George Washington University Hospital. That's in downtown D.C. First thing this morning, she was found to have three fractured ribs on her left side, and as of now, she remains in that hospital under observation. Now, administration officials are starting to weigh in.
We're praying for her, and we know how tough she is. I've known her for many, many years. Got to see her just a few weeks ago here at the swearing-in of Justice Kavanaugh. So she'll be in our prayers. I hope she has a full and speedy recovery.
Justice Ginsburg was slated to attend Justice Kavanaugh's vestiture here at the Supreme Court this morning. That's the ceremonial event where Kavanaugh is welcomed to the bench by his peers. President Trump did attend the ceremony, as did the new acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker, who just yesterday replaced Jeff Sessions. Justice Ginsburg has suffered with some ill health in recent years. She had a couple of bouts with colon cancer, both of which she recovered from very quickly and went back to work within weeks. Despite her age, now 85 years. She's known for being a very active exerciser. She's got a well-known personal trainer who works out with her regularly. Bill, she also has two children, one son and one daughter. Those are her closest remaining relatives after her husband passed away a few years ago.
Last hour for a ceremony for Justice Kavanaugh.
Now, let me kind of share a couple of things with you. Because I had an aging client population, I took some gerontology courses and classes to kind of find out what are the big issues that older people face, me being one of those now. And one of the things that happens to older people, and I tell the clients this all the time, I tell the children of clients this all the time, and I tell the clients that have older parents still alive, one of the biggest problems that happens is as you age is falling down and breaking something. If you have ever either bruised or broken a rib, it is a very painful thing. It's hard to breathe and take a deep breath. You have to breathe very shallow. But what happens is somebody falls down and they notch down a bit, but they don't come back up. they don't get back to where they were. They stay down at that notch down area. If you look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg now, how she's slumped over in a chair and she has a hard time keeping her head up, and when they're talking about exercising, I've seen some of the exercise she's doing, where she's basically doing is moving her arms and type thing and picking up little featherweights. But if you look at her from the way she sits in the chair now, that is actually from a 2012 fall that she had that she didn't come back. You look at pre-2012 pictures of her, you look at post-2012 pictures of her, particularly in the 2013 time frame, that's when she started leaning over and kind of, that kind of can't raise your head type thing. And I think what's going to happen here, this is going to be another notch down here that that she's not going to quite get back up to where she was. And, you know, we wish her complete wellness.
Right.
You never want anything to happen to anyone. But she's trying to kind of wait it out, I believe. And this may not be the best thing for her in the way that kind of carrying on. Of course, she could fall in the Supreme Court or she could fall at her own home. But that's what happens. So they teach you that straight off the bat, particularly if you break a large bone like your femur or a hurt your shoulder and dislocate or break your shoulder. That's one of the worst. Those are two accidents that happen to older people that really, really change the trajectory of their lives.
And the other complications that come along really are just terrible.
Yeah.
Beyond just the break.
News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
I'd like to tell you about lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive, the road is called, and it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way help you ride on by. And the blue lights shining with a heavenly grace help you ride on by.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy. Credit options for everyone. And a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard. Or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
People talking, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Sure, let the good time roll.
272-9228, that's where we are. Here's one. Being the political junkie I am, we actually have a person down in Butler County who won the coroner's race doing a write-in vote. Totally unheard of. You remember, I guess we haven't heard from Senator John DeVoe yet.
I know.
Representative John DeVoe. So let's listen into this story from Butler County. This is right up Henry's way here.
It happened in the Butler County coroner's race. The incumbent lost his job of 16 years in the primary back in June and then regained his job during the general election last night, or so it appears. WSFA 12 News reporter Brian Henry has our story.
So close yet so far is the story of Ollie Scott's primary win in June and his apparent loss during the general election for Butler County coroner.
No, I'm not disappointed. It's just...
The winner on Tuesday, it appears the very man Scott defeated back in the primary, Wayne Garlock, owner of Jim's Ambulance at the county.
Well, I was shocked. I didn't even listen to any of the election stuff last night.
Garlock admitted he let his guard down and didn't really campaign that hard to keep his job. It wasn't until folks started calling him over the summer that he began to have thoughts about doing a write-in campaign.
And I'm saying, wow, this could happen. This really could happen.
Sure enough, it worked, or at least that's what the votes tell us. The write-in candidate, believed to be Wayne Garlock, received 3,728 votes to Scott's 3,483 votes, a difference of 245 votes in favor of the write-in candidate.
I had looked into it in the previous history, and I think it's only been done one time before.
But I just wanted to be fair, and this went the right way about...
Now, that is really remarkable. Now, all he did is, it wasn't the John DeVoe complexity that he did, which the only person to get that one right was John DeVoe. But he did these signs that it said write in and spelled out his name, Wayne, and then spelled out his last name, and that's what it was going to, and he wrote his name in his handwriting. And it was a great concept. And that just does not happen that often. And like you said, only one at a time. So I'm impressed with that. We have another part of that story, but let's go to Chad first. Hey, Chad.
You hadn't said the best part of the story yet.
Yeah?
And that is how he got so many dead people to write.
That's
clients,
how,
you know.
That's
a client.
That's how coroners do it, yeah.
That's right. Here, I'll just hold your hand here and you make an X. Well, just a little post-election decompression, right?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I think that the biggest problem the Republicans had, at least on the House, is we had 45 people retire, you know, and that is, as you and I, Dan, know, that's an uphill battle from the very start. And I think a lot of them retired. Very early on, they announced their retirement because they didn't want to work with Trump. A lot of them were rhinos that lived in marginal districts, and they didn't want to be on the outside looking in if they lost their committee chairmanship, some of them. And Paul Ryan's a perfect example. I mean, that guy was some weak coffee. You know, I'm not a Ryan fan. And I heard one of his buddies.
Ooh, we lost Chad. Let's go to the second part of the story.
All of this remains unofficial. The official counting or certification of the ballots won't take place until next Wednesday.
It's fairly unprecedented. I mean, it's a really unusual set of circumstances to see this happen.
So what turned the tide? Scott admitted a misdemeanor menacing charge that was later dropped since the primary probably made the difference.
Well, something came up to make people go back and have a change of heart.
If the numbers hold true, Ollie Scott says he'll have no hard feelings, no regrets. Either way, he made history.
Because I've been the first black African-American come out with it, so you can't take that away even though I'm not elected. So.
Ollie Scott, Wayne Garlock, two Democrats with one shared lesson. No sure thing in the world of politics.
Probate Judge Steve Norman says the counting process is next Wednesday at noon. The coroner's position pays less than $300 a month.
$300 a month? That sounds like not a very good deal.
No. I mean, would you get a week? That's not bad, but a month.
$300 a month? I mean, do you get a car? You get a coffin? I mean, what do you get to go with that $300 a month? You get lunches?
Yeah, but how many people die in Butler County?
Well, it depends on where the population is. But yeah, say 5% of the population, 5% of the population born, 5% of the population dies.
Yeah.
You never know.
That's unique. It's rare that a write-in would ever win. You know, we were laughing at John DeVoe the other day just because it was, and I hope John's listening, because he made it so complicated, man.
I know, and you have to make it just the opposite of that.
Yes, it has to be straightforward.
He let his ego get in the way of trying to actually accomplish something. But I tried to see how many write-ins, because they normally have that, but you get it on the printout from the Secretary of State, how many write-ins were there, and I bet it's one. Or if it's more than one, it's not the same one. But that would be John, I'm sure. Butler County is kind of an unusual place anyhow, and the Greenville, and that's where Tim James is from, and it's kind of this mix of rural Democrat and conservative kind of upper end, but there are not enough of them to really tilt the county that much. But interesting story. I like that. 272-9228. Chad was talking about, and hopefully he'll call back and we can pick this back up, the midterms. The Morning Joe went out of their way. I don't know if we have enough time for the border security things. See how long that spot is. Midterms may be over, but border preparation.
Yeah, it's going to be tight.
Yeah, let's hold on to that. I can just chit-chat for a little while, because I do want to pick that up. Morning Joe just beat up Trump, as they always do, but, you know, the phantom people, and notice you haven't heard anything about the border security. Well, here we'll be playing a story from CBS next hour talking about that exact subject. I'm so tired of Joe Scarborough. I'm so tired of the way the media attacks Trump, and then they get offended if somebody says something back to them about what they're saying. I tell you, Jim Acosta and what he did and what we played yesterday, and you listen to his tone. He thinks he is it, and he didn't want to. He's not president of the United States, and I'm glad they pulled his pass. If you're not going to report the truth, if you're not going to do the Fourth Estate, and all these media people, including folks on Fox, were saying, you can't do that, and you're going to hear a piece in here talking about the free press, that the free press is in danger. You know, the press is free, but just get it right. Be what you're supposed to be. Be the Fourth Estate. And go in and report the news. Don't editorialize. And Jim Acosta was editorializing. He was saying that there wasn't a caravan coming up there. Yes, there was. Your own station reported it. Every station reported it.
When did freedom of the press mean that the people in power had to talk to the press? The freedom of the press means the press can say whatever the press wants to say.
And you can say whatever you want to say to the press.
Yes, and that's a good, I think, practice. It's a good standard to be open, to communicate with the press, to, you know, create good relationships with
who
the press.
Who has not communicated with the press more than Donald Trump has?
Right, but I think, especially in this TV era, The press sometimes takes the privileges they have found in the last few decades, because the presidents and other politicians want a good relationship. They've taken those privileges and they assume that's what freedom of the press is. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
You're free to say what you want.
And I don't mind whatever you do. Just do it honestly. Don't say you're one thing when you're really something else, and you're shilling for a progressive movement, and you cannot see the conservative cause. That's why you guys did not see 2016 at all. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this. Baby, like a mine of love gold. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
So many people live and make believe. They keep a lot of dirt up their sleeve. But my love, baby, isn't the kind that fools. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Hey.